from the US media and from Congress as well, vis-a-vis Germany, about the reliability of Germany as an ally. This has been called into question. Do you understand this criticism? Is Germany a reliable partner from your point of view? And Mr. Chancellor, also a question to you, Nord Stream 2. You said all options are on the table. You're not mentioning Nord Stream 2 by name. Don't you think if you were to spell this out, you could win back trust as a strong ally here for the US?
There's no need to win back trust. He has the complete trust of the United States. Germany is one of our most important allies in the world. There is no doubt about Germany's partnership with the United States, none. With regard to helping Ukraine, one of the largest contributors financially to Ukraine has been Germany. Germany has been in the forefront of making sure of providing economic assistance. You also asked the question, you asked so many, I can't remember them all, in terms of the U.S. media saying Germany is not reliable, Germany's completely reliable. Completely, totally, thoroughly reliable. I have no doubt about Germany at all.
There you have it, the President of the United States live at the White House. Again, one of the great things about moving to noon to 3 is we have access to audio from all around the world, and in this particular case, live audio from the White House and the news conference. Olaf Scholz is the new Chancellor of Germany, and he is conducting a joint news conference. Now, coming up, Wayne Allen Root. Oh, my gosh, I'll bet you he'll have something to say about the Pro Bowl, one of the worst exhibitions of football I think I have ever, 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 ever seen. I mean, you can go to a college and watch them just playing sports on an open field. That's about what this was like. And people actually, believe it or not, people actually paid money. This is unbelievable. We'll talk about this and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
You know, at this point, I think just about everyone paying attention knows that Steve Sisolak is bad for Nevada. But be very careful of who you choose as your next governor. We don't need another weak-willed rhino, or worse, a gun-grabbing sheriff. I looked at Joe Lombardo's record. He is clearly Nevada's anti-gun rights ambassador. Do you realize 13 Nevada sheriffs signed on to the Second Amendment Sanctuary County movement? Guess which sheriff lacked the courage for that? Yep, Joe Lombardo. Lombardo even supports a universal background check. Mr. Lombardo, Spider-Man is not real. And criminals are not going to go through a universal background check before stealing, buying, or using a gun. I'm Fred Simon, a true Second Amendment supporter and a genuine conservative, and I am serious about fixing Nevada's problems. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. As tensions over Ukraine continue to ramp up, elected officials beginning to question President Biden's priorities. Tom Tradup of SRN News spoke with Texas State Senate candidate Tan Parker, asking if it's more important to defend the borders of Ukraine than our own border in Texas.
The Ukraine plays a critical role in separating the United States and our Western allies from Putin and his aggression. I believe that's also a very important issue, but the president needs to focus on securing our Texas border with Mexico. I mean, look, when it comes to securing our Texas border, it's about the safety and security of all 30 million Texans. It's about the safety and security of all 330 million Americans.
In the meantime, President Biden today has met with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at the White House. Also at townhall.com, Chris Christie says it is too soon to know whether his longtime friend, Donald Trump, will make another bid for the White House in 2024, Bob Agnew reports.
The former governor and presidential candidate said this when he was asked whether Mr. Trump will run again in 2 years.
I think it's a total jump ball.
Chrissy says anybody who thinks they can predict what the former president will do in 2024 is mistaken.
And I think that we have no idea right now. And like you know, I've known him for 20 years, been friends with him for that long. I don't, no matter what he says, I don't think he's anywhere near having made a final decision yet.
Former Governor Chris Christie was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Frontier Airlines' parent company buying Spirit Airlines in a $2.9 billion cash and stock deal. It will allow the combined airline to be more competitive against the larger rivals. The deal is valued at $6.6 billion. When accounting for the assumption of debt and operating lease liabilities. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Protecting the rights of the accused is the commitment shared by Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Dedicated, respected, and the best team for your defense. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the Life is Beautiful Festival has a new owner. The annual Downtown Las Vegas Music Festival, created by former Zappos owner Tony Hsieh back in 2013, has been bought by Rolling Stone magazine. Rolling Stone officials say they bought a majority interest in the event, with plans to expand the festival and broaden its digital footprint, all the while continuing to feature the most important musicians and artists of the day. Terms of that deal were not revealed. Former Raiders interim head coach Rick Bisaccia has been hired by the Green Bay Packers as their special teams coach. Bisaccia was credited with establishing stability during a turbulent season with major off-field issues, but still led the Raiders to the playoffs this season. He was well-liked by the players, but the Raiders hired former Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels to be their next full-time head coach, and that was just a week ago. Most Clark County COVID-19 metrics continue to drop, marking the third week of decreasing rates this past Friday. Clark County's 14-day rolling average dipped to 28.1%.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Now, traffic flows are light on the 15 right now between Charleston and Sunset. Moderate volumes on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde, 215 west at the airport connector. And do expect delays downtown, though, through the construction zone, 515 eastbound at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern.
In addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follows through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number two for a Monday. And, of course, Mondays at 1:05, it's Wayne Allen Root time. He, of course, is the host of Raw and Unfiltered, 3 to 6, right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Wayne, the president is meeting with Olaf Scholz, the chancellor of Germany. They're having a joint news conference. Are we on the verge of war with Russia?
Well, I think we are, not because we need to be, but because Biden needs us to be. He's just, his ratings are in the garbage pail. This is walk the dog time, or wag the dog time, excuse me, wag the dog time. Do you remember that movie, when the president needs a war, the president needs a war? And I think this president needs a war. I mean, the news just keeps getting worse and worse about the economy. There are no jobs, and there's nobody to fill the jobs that there are. It's a disaster, and if you saw the jobs report on Friday, it was pure fraud. Did you see the jobs report that came out Friday?
It was awful.
It was made. It looked good.
Oh, no. The jobs report was good. We just had the consumer price index, which was bad. Yeah. Sorry.
But on Wednesday last week, we had the ADP report, and that's the accurate report because it's the private sector admitting, and they would never, there's no reason for them to lie, what jobs are like, and it was supposed to be positive 200,000. In the month of January, it was negative 300,000. So it was a $500,000 miss. And everybody was like, oh, my God, can you imagine what Friday's going to look like when the Labor Department puts their jobs report out? And the Labor Department comes out on Friday, and it shows 500,000 jobs created in the month of January. Happy times are here again. On CNBC, they said Biden has fixed the economy. Well, you know, we found out over the weekend that it was all due to an adjustment by the Labor Department. They just happened to adjust for population, so they added 1 million jobs between September and January. So it was just, it's like me saying, I don't know, make up anything you want. You know, just make up anything. Just make it up. They made it up. They added guesses about how many new jobs there could be based on how many new people were born in the American population. It's the biggest travesty in history. It's a made-up jobs report. So our country is just nothing now but propaganda. It's Soviet-level, Nazi-level propaganda in everything we're talking about. The jobs report is rigged, the COVID vaccine numbers are rigged, and the election of 2020 was rigged. It's all perfect. It all moves in concert. Whatever you want now, just make it up, and the media will defend it if you're a liberal.
I want to ask you, because now we have reports that there is going to be more inflation on the way. The January price index, consumer price index, is projected to be up 7.3%. It's not getting better, this inflation thing. It's getting worse.
Well, I predicted it. I mean, I said that it was going to be, you know, when they kept saying it's transitory, it's just short term. And I kept saying, what are you talking about? We have a supply chain disaster. And by the way, it's only getting worse and worse and worse. It was only a month ago, or maybe 3 weeks ago, that new Biden rules kicked in that said that truckers from Canada can't cross the border if they're unvaccinated. Well, that's almost all the truckers in Canada. And I said this, and I think the average person thought, what's Wayne talking about? Why would most of the truckers in Canada be unvaccinated? Well, most of the truckers in America are unvaccinated. Truckers are free-thinking people. Truckers, entrepreneurs, small business owners, and how about motorcycle riders? They're all Republican conservatives, and they're unvaccinated, just like I am. And the truckers aren't going to get vaccinated. And you see now that I was right. Look at the convoy and the blockade of the truckers going on in Canada. 57,000 trucks blocking the Canadian capital. So I was right. And so there's not going to be any goods coming over the border anymore. And if I'm right, again, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be like a 500,000 to 700,000 truck convoy in the United States that drives from California to Washington, D.C., and literally fills the highways and then blocks Washington, D.C. And I'm telling you, there's going to be no trucks to bring goods to the market. So get ready for massive inflation and empty shelves. This is what Joe Biden has done to the United States of America, not to mention gas prices through the roof. It's a disaster.
Yeah, and it's getting worse. It's not getting better. I want to ask you, though, because you spend a lot of time on your show talking about COVID-19, and I know that at some point, it might be 10 years, it might be 15 years, it might be 20 years, somebody is going to write the history of this disease, the shutdowns in states like Nevada, and they're going to assign blame. 10 years from now, 20 years from now, who's going to be right, who's going to be wrong?
Well, from the very beginning, what did the experts say? That if you got the COVID vaccine, you couldn't get COVID. Turned out to be one of the biggest lies of all time. And I was right. I said it's a lie. And they said if you get the vaccine, you can't spread COVID. And I said that's a lie. As a matter of fact, there's more COVID germs in your nasal cavity once you've been vaccinated than any person who's unvaccinated. And I turned out to be right again, and it was a lie. And I was right, and they were wrong. And I said that if you were vaccinated, you'll be susceptible to new variants and reinfection. And I was right again. And the average scientist out there said, oh, no. Once you get vaccinated, you can't get reinfected. I said that natural immunity is much better than the vaccine. It turns out Israel researchers now prove that it's up to 20 times better than the vaccine. And I said that the third and fourth shot are a hoax. It wouldn't work. And Israel now proves everybody's sick. And Israel leads the world in COVID illness. And I said that it doesn't stop death. They said, oh, but at least it stops death and serious hospitalization. Not true. Israel's now admitting 80% of those in the hospital have had at least 3 or 4 jabs. 80%. And the death rate in Israel per capita from COVID is the highest in the world. So I was right again. And then they also said, you'll never get dead from the vaccine itself. And Wainwright says, no, massive death, heart attacks, blood clots, strokes, nightmare coming to befall the United States, because I'd seen the original Pfizer reports, and I'd seen the very early VAERS, vaccine accident event reporting system numbers, and from the very jump, from the very first moment of the vaccine, deaths were up dramatically, especially heart attacks. So I knew this was a disaster. They made it too quick, Kevin. They did not take 10 years of research. They took, 4 months of research, and they did not use a control group. So you have no idea what this will do to you in 3 months, 6 months, or a year. And for all you know, everyone will be dead in a year or 2 years or 3 years. It's a tragedy what they did and a travesty what they did. I also said lockdowns could never work. I was right. They were wrong. So I also said there's going to be camps, literally like concentration camps for the unvaccinated, and it's happening all over the world. So all I could tell you is everything I ever said that liberals called conspiracy theory was right, and everything they said was a lie. So you tell me what the books are going to look like, the history books, in 10 years.
So will anybody ever be held accountable? I mean, people have died. 800,000, 900,000 people have died with this thing. And is a Dr. Fauci or a Dr. Birx or any of these people ever going to be held accountable?
I don't know. You know, you brought up a really good point just now. It's not just that 800,000 have died. Let's forget about whether the vaccine works or not. Let's assume the vaccine works wonderfully. Yet 800,000 are dead, and more people are dead this year than last year, or I should say 2021 than 2020 when there was no vaccine. How does anyone explain that? And more people died in states like New York where they were masked and locked down and vaccinated than states where nothing happens, like Florida. No masks, no lockdowns, no vaccinated required. So none of it makes sense. The vaccine clearly doesn't work. But even if it did work, you never needed it because we have the safest drug called ivermectin. And the safest drug called hydroxychloroquine, and both of them work magically all over the world. Someone needs to be held responsible for why we used expensive drugs in the hospitals and expensive vaccines and took away all ability to sue the vaccine companies, and yet all we ever needed was a little magic pill called ivermectin. There was no reason in the world why we withheld ivermectin and why they told the American public that ivermectin is a horse paste, and if you're not an animal, nobody should take it. And they stopped pharmacists from allowing it to be filled, and they stopped doctors from prescribing it, and people died. And you wonder why they died. They died because they couldn't get ivermectin. A new Israeli study says the vaccine absolutely does not work. It's useless. But vitamin D3 is fabulous in preventing death and hospitalizations from COVID. All people needed, it turns out, is intravenous vitamin C, lots of vitamin D3, lots of zinc, and lots of ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. And instead of 800,000 deaths, there might have been like 50,000 or 100,000 deaths. So this is, you know, by all measurements of sanity and common sense, this is mass murder, or it's at least manslaughter with a knowledge that you're letting people die. But either way, it's horrible, Kevin, and someone should be held accountable. Lots of doctors, lots of scientists, Dr. Fauci, and that's why they're rigging the stats, because they can't let you know how bad it is. They're too far in, Kevin. You know, it's like I had a friend once, and he really was a friend. I considered him a dear friend. And $1,000 went missing from a drawer in my office at my company. This is 20 years ago. And I knew it was him. How did I know? Because every person at the company went to lunch that day except him, and it was missing when we got back from lunch. He was the only one in the office. And I knew he was desperate. Something bad had happened in his life, and he needed money, and the $1,000 was gone. And I could see it in his eye that he stole the money. And I accused him of stealing the money. And he had the most horrified response ever. And he just kept saying, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I swear to you I didn't do it. I swear to God I didn't do it. I swear on my mother's grave I didn't do it. I can't believe you're saying I did it. I didn't do it. And he was hysterical. And I knew it was an overreaction because he did it. So anyway, to make a long story short, he never, ever admitted doing it until 25 years later. He called me on the phone a year ago. So it was about 25 years later. And he said, I did it. And he said, I just went so far exaggerating my response to make you believe I didn't do it, that it was too late to come clean and say I did it. So I just kept denying and denying, denying. That's what's going on with the COVID vaccine. They're all too far down the road, Kevin. They've made too much money. They've told too many lies. They don't see any way to come out of it now and just go, well, we made a mistake and 800,000 people died. You can't say that. So they don't want to admit it because they might go to prison, or they might get the death penalty, or they might just lose all their jobs and be shunned for the rest of their lives. They're too far down the road to reverse themselves and admit they were wrong, they made a mistake, or they took a payoff. They can't do any of that. So they just don't know what to say. So they just keep lying.
Nevada is one of 9 states around the country that still have mask mandates. Do you look for Governor Sisolak to change that anytime soon?
Well, look, he's a moron if he doesn't, but we all know he's a moron. So I guess he won't. I mean, it's so ridiculous that it defies description. I saw, by the way, Biden and his wife going from the White House to the helicopter with masks on outdoors today.
God.
You just laugh at what idiots these people are. You laugh at Stacey Abrams, who took a photo with, you know, I don't know, 50 or 60 kids, all of them masked, sitting behind her while she smiles with no mask on. You realize the absurdity of all this. And now they admitted, not only, you know, does she have no mask on, but her own campaign admitted she made the children keep their masks on so that she could take hers off.
That's
amazing.
And
you just go, what? They admitted this? It's just unbelievable what's going on in our country today. Masks are not necessary. Even the CDC admits masks don't work except in a hospital setting. And I've said this since spring of 2020. I found 3 major scientific peer-reviewed articles in spring of 2020, April, that said in the American Journal of Medicine, the most respected publication in the world for medicine, they all said nobody needs to wear a mask outside of an operating room in a surgical setting in a hospital. And yet we lied to everyone and told them all they needed a mask. And to this day, all the idiots walk around with masks on. Whole thing's ridiculous. You know what I'm going to say from now on? What did the mayor of Los Angeles say when they caught him, Garcetti, without a mask and taking photos at the Rams game? He said, I was holding my breath. So from now on, Wayne Root, yeah, Mark this down.
There you go.
Everywhere I go, I'm going to wear no mask. When they tell me to put it on, I'm going to say, sorry, I'm holding my breath. Watch the quizzical looks on their faces.
I love it. Hey, I'm going to leave you on a lighter note, even a lighter note than that. The Pro Bowl yesterday, and I've been away from the Pro Bowl for about
10
years. Oh, it was horrible. And it's amazing that they made people pay to see that, which
right.
I've covered non-contact scrimmages, you know, on a Tuesday afternoon or a Wednesday afternoon,
so
pro,
weird.
College. That's
horrible.
What this was. That's what this was.
Right.
And they sold it as a game, and it was anything but.
Disgraceful. Disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful. The athletes have no pride anymore. If you get picked for the Pro Bowl, you got to play hard. You don't play like it's a little wussy game, and you don't care, and you don't want to get hurt. You're afraid of getting hurt. Well, then you don't show up at the Pro Bowl. Just decline the Pro Bowl. But if you accept the Pro Bowl, you can't put that horrible thing on the field that they put out yesterday. I feel just horrible. Look, the whole Allegiant Stadium thing is a joke. It's a big, beautiful, gorgeous stadium. It's a boondoggle. It cost the taxpayers almost $1 billion. They're getting nothing back for it. And then they demanded the same people who you stole the money from had to be vaccinated to get in. And so many others who paid for it, taxpayers who paid for it, can't even get in and watch the games. And how about this one, Kevin? I must have 20 friends who go to every Raiders game. And I said to all of them, every one of them, I said, you know, quietly, kind of whispering, I don't understand. I thought you're not vaccinated. And every one of them says, yeah, I have fake vaccine. Fake vaccine passport. So they said it's easy. You just walk right into Allegiant Stadium. You flash the fake vaccine passport. Everybody waves you through. Nobody ever looks at it. They don't even look at a single digit. They just look at it and wave you right through like
wow.
with a half glance. So it's all a big charade. It's fraud. And now you see the big Pro Bowl they made a big deal about is a charade. The whole thing is an absolute America's propaganda and lies nonstop.
It's amazing. If folks want to find out more about what you're up to, how do they do it? And, of course, I know they'll be listening at 3:05, but how do they know what you're writing about and talking about on TV all over the place?
Yeah, 3:05 right here today and every day, but tomorrow 3:05 is my first guest of the day, President Donald J. Trump. And believe me when I tell
wow.
you, I'm going to be asking him some of the most controversial, high-profile, in-your-face questions you've ever heard Wainwright ask the President of the United States tomorrow. So get ready for a big interview tomorrow about the stolen election and the rigged Labor Department numbers for the jobs and COVID vaccines that I think should be his number one act as president, killing the COVID vaccines instantly if they still exist. A lot of important questions I have to ask him. Jeff Zucker, I want to talk about Jeff Zucker persecuted Donald Trump and me, and it turns out he's a piece of garbage. And so we're going to have a lot to talk about tomorrow with President Trump. 3:05 right here on AM 670 Wayne on the Roots show tomorrow and today and every day. And, of course, my website, rootforamerica.com. And, by the way, some good advice on the Super Bowl at vegaswinners.com. That's my sports handicapping website. I have my pick up by Friday. I still don't know it yet because I'm looking at 1,000 different angles, but I'll have my pickup on Friday for the Super Bowl winner, the total, and about 10 prop bets, all of them at VegasWinners.com. Check in every day till you see my pick.
Hey, Wayne, you have a good weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl, my friend.
Thank you. God bless, Kevin. Bye.
There you go, Wayne Allen Root. You'll hear him at 3:05 this afternoon, raw and unfiltered, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292.